Right now, it's time to bring in Mike Cozzi, Czech Sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right, getting ready for the big racing weekend?
Yes, sir.
All right, before we get to the racing weekend, was that a controversial call in the National Hockey League last night or no?
Didn't see it.
All right.
Neither did I. I went to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm shocked to see that that game went to overtime because I thought St. Louis had the game well in hand.
Well, I have to Google what happened there. Take a look and see what happened. Well, it doesn't matter what happened. The game's over.
San Jose won 5-4, and they lead the series 2-1.
Yeah.
St. Louis scored four goals in the second to take a 4-3 lead and took that lead late into the third period because I went to sleep. I said, this game's over. No sense in staying awake. And then I get up this morning and see that the Sharks won in overtime. So I'm going to have to do a little checking on that.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports before we go to horse racing?
The Yankees beat the Delmarva Shorebirds two games yesterday.
Yep, they did.
For those people that don't know who the Delmarva Shorebirds are, they're a single-A team in the South Atlantic League, probably the equivalent of the Baltimore Orioles. I wanted to bet a three-team parlay yesterday. I wanted to do it, and I only got 2-1 on it, so I didn't do it. And wouldn't you know, it came steaming in.
There you go.
The Astros, the Yankees, yes, folks, I was going to bet on the Yankees and the Twins.
Right.
There's no allegiance when it comes to your pocket. You bet who you think's going
to
win.
Now, I went to bed. What happened to the Red Sox in Colorado?
Red Sox won in extra innings. Their bullpen, they held them for one inning, and Red Sox won that game 6-5.
All right, here we go.
13 hits for the Red Sox, 11 hits for Colorado, and the game was in Boston, not in Colorado. A funny game, too, because the Red Sox scored two runs in the first and three runs in the third to go up 5-0, and Colorado scored two runs in the fourth and three runs in the seventh to tie it 7-7.
All right, and how about that email, that text message I sent you? The Jets fired their general manager, and their coach is now going to be coaching general manager.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay. All right.
Who's the general manager? All I know is some guy named, what's his name, Case? Walter Case? Is he a harness driver?
I don't know. He's gone.
Case is still in, isn't he?
No, the Jets.
McCagnan's fired.
They fired their GM, the Jets.
Yeah, McCagnan.
Yeah.
Now, Case is the coach and the GM and the bottle washer and the taper of the ankles and everything else. And this guy, isn't he a loser from Miami?
I think so. So we'll see if he can be a loser in New
York. Now he's a loser in New York.
Okay. All right, so
the Jets, the Knicks, the Rangers, they should all put them on this new ocean liner named the Titanic. They're giving them free passage to England.
That's right.
I think it's going to be a nice codfish wreck.
All right, let's go to racing.
Yes, let's go to racing. Tomorrow, Pimlico, we're going to start the eighth race, which will be at 3:13. There's an early post at Pimlico tomorrow, just like it was in the Derby. The eighth race is the Miss Preakness. It's a Grade 3. There's a lot of speed in this race. I'm looking for the 10 horse, Bye Bye Jay, to sit off the pace. Coming over from Oaklawn Park, hasn't been out since April 20th. Decent work last week at Churchill Downs. Ron Moquette ships in. This horse is 12-1 morning line, so I think you'll get a nice price on this horse tomorrow. So I'm going to go with the 10 horse to win the Miss Preakness. Horse I'm going to use underneath, probably going to be overbet, is the 11 horse, Fighting Mad, trained by Bobby Baffert. Won an allowance race at Churchill opening week. Training very well at Churchill Downs. So I'm going to go with a 10-11, 11-10 exacta, but I'm going to bet the 10 horse to win in the 8th race at Pimlico tomorrow. 9th race at post is 3:43, 1 mile on the turf, the Hilltop. Couple horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 6 horse, Make Me Dream, trained by Christophe Clement. This horse won by 5, breaking his maiden at Tampa this year. Came back in mid-April at Aqueduct, got beat by less than a length at 5-1. Another horse I'm looking at here is the 13 horse, Be Nimble. This horse is by the factor out of a Forest Wildcat mare. Won at the fairgrounds, came back at Keeneland at 6-1. Made a move in a blanket finish, got beat, ran fourth by only 3/4 of a length. So that's a real close finish. And the horse that beat him ran second in the same race as my top pick here, the 7 horse, Ebulent, ridden by Johnny Velasquez. Got blinkers last time out at Keeneland after breaking his maiden in early March at Gulfstream Park. Trained by Mike Matz. This horse is out of a nice mare called Piloton by Perfect Soul. The blinkers really made this horse improve, showed a little bit more speed. There's not a lot of speed in this race tomorrow. Expect Ebulent to sit just off the pace, make one move, and get the job done. And like I said, 10-1 is a nice price. So a 7-13-6 play for the ninth race at Pimlico. The 10th race at 4-14 is the Pimlico Special. 14 horses line up here. Good race card tomorrow at Pimlico, folks. Very good. Couple horses I'm looking at in here. The 13 horse book trained by Todd Pletcher, You're to Blame. This horse is going to have to make a nice move going into the first turn, but has enough speed early, I think, to put himself in contention. 5-1, I think, is going to be a little hard to get for this horse. I think this horse is going to get bet, but I think this horse will run good. Don't think he'll win. This horse is shipping up from Palm Beach Downs, has a nice work on May 9th. This horse should hit the board, but excuse me, my top pick is going to be the 9 horse, Unbridled Juan. Last time this horse was seen was in the Charlestown Classic. That race is a total toss for me. That's I think they went around 9 turns there to run a mile and an eighth. It's a bull ring. So this horse did not show at 22-1. But prior to that, in the John Campbell and the Johnson Memorial at Laurel going a mile and an eighth, this horse was right there and ran 2 big numbers. At 12-1, I think this horse is a must play in this race. So 2 horses I'm going to use here, the 9 on top at 12-1, Unbridled Juan, and the 13, You're to Blame, to round up my exacta. The 11th is the Black Eyed Susan. That race post time is at 4:48, draws 9 in here. Another race where you can go a lot of different ways. The ways I'm going is I'm going to use the 8 horse, the favorite, Point of Honor, by Curlin out of a Bernardini mare right on top. This horse ran 4th in the Gulfstream Park's Oaks, has been off since May 30th. Has some decent works, a little hidden work May 4th at Churchill Downs. Maybe a little bit of an exposure here for this horse. And another horse I'm going to use is going to be Todd Pletcher's other horse. The 6 horse is 4-1. I'm going to use the other horse, the 2 horse, which is 8-1, which is ridden by Velasquez. This horse is coming off 3 distant turn races at Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Aqueduct. Ran good in all 3, so this horse doesn't need to bring his track with him. This is horse's by street sense, so the distance won't be a problem. Went off at 5-1 in April at Aqueduct in the Gazelle, so you're going to get somewhere between 5 and 8-1 on this horse. So in the Black Eyed Susan, which is the race that will be a double going into the Preakness, I'm going to use the 8 horse Point of Honor and the 2 horse Off Topic. So a lot of nice races tomorrow at Pimlico. There's even more after this. I think they have 13 there tomorrow, 14 actually, and they're all pretty good with deep field, so a lot of nice money-making opportunities at Pimlico tomorrow. And tomorrow we will do Saturday's Preakness card.
All right, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll do Preakness. Today we did Black Eyed Susan Day.
All right, well, now we get on to our forecast, and I guess the weather's going to be pretty good for it, from what I hear.
It rained here again last night.
Yeah, well, it rained at our place, too, but I guess the weather this weekend's meant to be pretty good. So
supposed to be.
We'll see what happens.
Let's hope so. Hey, the Mets lost again yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They're 20-21 now.
5-1, they got beat up by Washington, who is probably a team just like the Mets. And I don't know. Some guy named Font pitched for the Mets. Who's Font?
I have no idea.
Isn't that something you use on a computer?
Yeah, that's right.
His ERA's pushing 10, so I don't think you'll see him much anymore.
All right, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Akazi with the Check on Sports this morning on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.